L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
All right, on today's episode of Something Major, remember it's called Something Major during the Slams, we're going to recap round one of the U.S. Open and also go over a few of the storylines. So let's get going. All right, everyone. Got Jack Sock, John Isner, Steve Johnson, myself, the team at SIFT, round one of the U.S. Open, almost over. We're currently recording. Coco Gauff's playing right now. Tommy Paul's playing right now. Zverev's still to come. But basically, all the rounds are over. Before we get to that, though, what everyone's thought, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce got engaged. Big day today. I mean, that's like America's couple, right? Anyone? What do we thought? What are we thinking? I was excited.
Oh, I actually have a question.
Yeah.
Jack, this is for you.
Yeah.
I forget who asked me this. Someone asked me if anyone on the grounds today, whether it's players, fans, 100,000 people on the grounds, anyone going to be invited to that wedding? And I thought there's only one person that I know that might get invited to that wedding. It's Mr. Jack Sock. What do you think?
I think there's absolutely no on the wedding invite. Did get the personal signed football invite to their new restaurant, Travis and Patrick in Kansas City. But I think that is levels below the wedding of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Yeah. So. I'm going to go with a hard no on that one.
We had Iga Świątek to the desk today. Love, big Taylor fan, so we talked about that with her.
I feel like there's like an extensive background check if you're going to be invited to that wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's, there's no messing around there.
Where are they going to do it?
Yeah, that's what I was just wondering. Where is that going to be?
I like the Courtyard Marriott in, you know, Toledo.
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 Yeah. Kansas City.
Overland
Park.
One other like bone to pick I got with the U.S. Open. Isner, you probably get these. At ESPN, we get the list of celebrities to show up every day at the tournament. I've never heard of 80% of them. Like, who's determining what's a celebrity? Have you seen these, John?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to read you who's at the matches tonight. These are who they put on the celebrity list. Now, I've heard of some of them. Will Reeve, Damon John, John Mulaney, Olivia Munn, Hannah Berner, Paige DeSorbo, Sabrina Ionescu, Bridget Monaghan, Jaquel Jones, Phoebe Robinson, Sarah Sherman, Paige Lorenz only makes it, I mean, we know who she is, Meadow Walker, Chris Appleton. What? You can't, these are like the third and fourth leads on like CSI New Orleans. What's coming up with these, Stevie?
I have a question for you. You said Paige Lorenz, I'm assuming that's Tommy Paul's fiance.
Yeah.
Why is she on the Ash Night Session celebrity list when her fiance is playing on Armstrong?
She had an appearance at an Ash event during Coco's match, then left it to go watch Tommy in the other court.
Just checking. I just felt like maybe she just looked over Tommy's first round and just went over to Ash.
But I, like, even some of the other ones, like Paul Wesley, Will, also if anyone's name
excuse
I'm calling
me.
Out.
Reed, excuse me.
Hold on. John's going to take exception to that.
Stop it. That's my boy. You cannot talk trash about Paul Wesley.
Who is he? Let the people know.
No
Vampire
idea.
Diaries, dude.
You didn't know Sam, who that was. You took a picture with him the other day. You did not know who that was before
Sam,
that.
Sam, I've known him for like 4 years now. Okay? You wrote me. Because he posted something on Instagram. And I know you looked at his profile and you saw he has like 4 million followers. You're a little bit jealous. It's fine. And you wrote me. You're like, who is that? And then I know you looked and you saw he had all these millions of followers. Don't disrespect
Paul
Wesley.
Doesn't mean he's famous. I don't know who he is.
He absolutely is a massive deal.
All right.
I will say, I did see the embrace yesterday. He went right up to John.
Thank you, Steve.
John is anti-smooth, but that did happen.
Congrats. John knows a C-list actor from Vampire Diaries. Way to go, buddy.
He was the lead. He's the main actor from Vampire Diaries.
I'll give him that. Like, he's a star. I'm not, but these lists. I mean, I think I'm more famous than most of them, right? Or no?
I don't think so.
No?
Not in the real world?
If we go to like...
You're more famous on the tennis grounds for sure here.
Yeah, at the US Open you are.
Yeah, but yes. If we walk the streets of Chicago, me and Will Reeve.
I'm taking Will.
You know who Will Reeve is?
Doesn't matter. No one knows who Sam Querrey is.
All right, whatever. I hope Will Reeve doesn't listen to the show. All right, we'll move on. Hopefully the celebs get better second week of the Open. Let's start with the men. Let's start with the men before we dip into the awful picks from Steve Johnson and myself on the women's side. Let me go to Stevie J, who you just finished calling that Monfils match. He lost in five. Which male player stood out the most to you so far through round one?
I mean, the person who has made the most noise and the most attention gone their way so far in round one is Carlos Alcaraz and his hilarious new haircut that his brother gave him. I don't get it. The guy can just go anywhere in the world and get a great haircut, but he said his brother messed up the hair, didn't read the directions very well, and now he's just gone full buzz cut. Did not see that coming day before a tournament.
Isner and I were on the desk today, and Alcaraz came up in practice, and he came over to me. He's like, basically like, the haircut's good, right? He like looked for our approval.
He did. He wanted confirmation that.
And?
That,
yeah.
I like it.
I like it too.
Yeah, I got no issue with it.
He can pull off anything.
Dude, I mean, I think it looks great with the sleeveless look that he's going with. Like, he looks mean out there. Like, he's just an animal.
Yeah. No, it's going to be fine. And next week, too, when he's in semifinals, it comes in a little bit. It's going to look, when you can't see that white skull, it's going to look fine. All right. Sinner wins. Alcaraz wins. Taylor Fritz wins. Draper, Shelton, Novak, Demonauer. They all looked pretty good. Jack, Novak beats Lerner Tien, but close. We saw Novak that whole match, like, stretching his legs, and then he had that gnarly blister, and then, like, he was kept putting his hands up.
Yeah.
Any concern for you from Novak, like, in the next few rounds, or do you think that just Novak being Novak, sometimes he's got some, like, strange antics?
Yeah, I think I'm going to err on the side of Novak being Novak, because I think I was slightly concerned watching it, but we can say like he can be a little bit like that maybe early on or early rounds in tournaments, especially in slams. I think somehow it maybe even like motivates him to keep going. Like maybe it like tricks his mind to be like, I have nothing to lose, even though like I'm Novak. Like going forward, maybe there's something wrong with me, or people think. So I think he's going to play free from here on out. Like I said, I was slightly concerned watching him play, and then he just rolled in the third. So that kind of gave me, I feel like, the confidence in him to keep going throughout the tournament.
Yeah, plays another young American next, Zach Svida, tomorrow at 11:30 a.m. It's kind of weird seeing him first up.
Yeah, you feel like Novak wants to play during the day just to kind of get in, get out, and get on with the day, right? Like, it's
100%, Stevie.
This is a business decision on his behalf.
He wants to be nighttime guy. He played at night
on Monday.
Yeah.
Or Monday, whatever. I can't remember the days anymore. Yeah. Sunday.
Yeah.
So he wants to play early. That just gives him more time to rest. He doesn't feel probably threatened too much by Zach Svida. Doesn't matter whether he's going to play day or night. I feel like he's going to be confident out there and find his way into round three.
Zvida's tricky.
Yes.
No, Zvida's very tricky, but.
I don't know if Novak knows. I mean, obviously he's going to do his homework on Zvida, but Zach can play.
Yep. Isner, Taylor Fritz wins in three. You called that. Shelton wins in three. How do the two top Americans look so far through one round?
Very, very good. They looked awesome. And Ben opened up for the second year in a row. He opened up Arthur Ashe Stadium.
Pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. I thought Taylor looked very good in his match. A tricky opponent. You play another American that has nothing to lose in Emilio Nava. But you know, I've like watched many of Taylor's matches live. The guy's just damn good. So those two are off to very good starts, and I see them progressing.
Yeah, the most exciting first round matchup was Medvedev losing. I was actually calling that match. It was unbelievably entertaining. He did maybe cross the line. I don't know if the Feinsman maybe crossed the line with some of the stuff he did. I don't know if the Feinsman given yet. It's probably going to be $100,000. I'm guessing probably like the whole check. You think more, Stevie, or that?
No,
like, you're just laughing at the $100,000. I think that's what it's going to be.
At $100,000. That's a lot of cash. But what was your take on the cameraman? Like, did he deserve a second serve, or sorry, a first serve, or where'd you stand on that?
Yeah, my take is Bonzi started his routine on the second serve, the cameraman came in, and Greg Allensworth, the umpire, made the right decision. After that, it's out of his control. He can't get the crowd quiet. I think Allensworth made the right decision in saying, hey, first serve. I see here in the chat, John Isner has raised his hand.
I disagree. I think by the letter of the law, he made the right call. If that's two all in the first set, yes, award Bonzi a first serve. But giving the situation of the match, match point on Bonzi's serve, giving... No, hear me out.
Yeah, Bonzi, I didn't say anything.
You gave me a look. Bonzi's like Mr. Cool, right? Doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low, and Medvedev's all over the place. He should have just let it go and not awarded him a first serve. Bonzi would not have complained for a first serve. I promise you that. And he would have gone, and none of that would have happened. But it's easier said than done, right? I mean, it's easy for me to... I was watching from my hotel room. But once he made the decision to give him a first serve, obviously all hell broke loose.
Jack, what side you taking, or your thoughts on the situation?
I think I agree with John, honestly. I think you could have avoided it potentially. But I also understand, like, yeah, once it's all happening, once it's going, a rule is a rule. If you start your motion, you get a first serve. Obviously, I think Medvedev carried it out extra long to maybe help himself get some momentum with the crowd, try to like find some motivation to climb back into the match. But I think it's so hard being a ref, like making the game time decision on those things. I can't fault one way or another, to be honest.
Yeah. Stevie, you're obviously in my camp. You shook your head with both of the reasonings from our two co-hosts who are idiots.
I mean, John just says letter of the law. He did the right thing. End of discussion.
Yes. No, end of discussion. You got to take into account like the players that are on the court and the situation in the match. No, it's not into discussion.
What if Bonzi double faulted? What if he double faulted?
Then he double faulted. Then Bonzi would have said, all right, cool. Because he wasn't reacting in any which way.
No, he wouldn't have.
He would not have been like, all right, cool, let's keep playing.
Yes, he would have been.
No shot.
How many people are walking around the stadiums though at the US Open? How many people are walking around 24/7? We don't always get first serves when people are like distracting.
Thank you.
This was on the court though. This was on the court.
But he's like in the camera thing. Like how many, they're also moving the entire time, taking photos, like the whole thing. It's not...
Be like you running a red light and then not wanting a ticket just because you wanted to get home
faster. I feel like that's a bit exaggerated.
No.
I guess this is the beauty of the situation. Like, we're four guys here and two of us are on one side, two of us on the other.
John literally said, by the letter of the law, he did the right thing. End of discussion.
Yeah, but sometimes you gotta have some feel about with the situation. It's match point. Bonzi's not reacting any which way during the whole course of the match. He just stayed so steady. It was incredibly impressive. And no, you just say, cameraman, get off the court, second serve. Bonzi wouldn't have complained. None of that would have happened. He would not have complained.
It was fun to watch though, right?
It was fun to watch.
You're telling me Bonzi would have made a stink out of that and asked for a first serve?
Yeah, we don't know, but probably.
Probably if he missed the second serve and then lost the match. Medvedev still should have won. He was up a break twice in the fifth.
He ended up having to serve a second serve anyways.
Look, all things considered, I loved the end. I loved Medvedev's reaction. The guy went nuts. He's just a crazy person from time to time. And it ended up being a great moment.
Most people around the grounds or who you asked are like, I loved the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, boring? It's entertainment for sure.
No, sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. All right. Anyway, it was definitely the, I don't know, match of the tournament so far.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Couple other things. Our boy Alex Mickelson going down to Komasana.
He got outplayed. Like, I don't think Alex played poorly. You know, that's what I figured. And then talking to his coaches and stuff today, he got outplayed. Komasana came to play tennis and he played very well. But yes, definitely a disappointing loss for Alex. He's seeded here at the US Open and definitely wanted to make a deep run. But he's still young. He's still getting, you know, getting comfortable on these stages. He's got a long way to go, but just definitely a tough loss for him. But I think Komasana played very well.
Isner was high on Komasana today when we were talking about it.
I'm on that bandwagon. The guy's so smooth.
Yeah.
Tan, double earring.
Double earring guy.
Double earring. I want to believe he was smoking a cigarette at some tournament months ago. I don't think he was.
No,
but it looked like he was.
We're going to believe like he was.
Yeah. We're going to believe he was. Like Komasana, I think he can be a guy where he can get himself. I mean, obviously, he's little and Argentinian. So, like, I think an apt comparison is Diego Schwartzman. Like he can get himself seated at a slam and just be a nightmare for a lot of guys for many years to come.
So, just talking about the men. I feel like Fed Nadal, especially, we used to see a few more like exciting outfits. Like Fed would have something cool. Rafa would have something cool. Jack, I don't know if you saw like anything that stood out. Alcaraz had the purple, which was kind of cool. Sinner had the red that matched his hair. Any like fun outfits? Or I feel like we're missing that at the Open now.
Yeah, I feel like they've kind of gone down in general a little bit overall. I would say as a former Lululemon guy, I will say Francis's like little tiger outfit type thing stands out the most for sure.
Yeah.
But outside of that, yeah, everything seems pretty bland, pretty simple. But I think Lulu picked it up with that one. It's a fun, I don't know, night match, Arthur Ashe, whatever. It's a pretty sick outfit.
And maybe like some other brands, if guys play night matches, like they will, they'll surprise us. Any other matches that you feel like deserve like a shout out on the men's side, the first round? Monfils lost in five. Schoolgate beat Sonego in like a crazy five setter. Let me go a few of these popcorn matches. Second round, these are probably the best second rounds. Let me go around. Jack, give us the winner of Struff and Holger Rune.
I'm going to stick with Holger Rune on this one. I think Struff is dangerous, big serve, obviously plays aggressive, but I think Holger will hold his own here.
Isner, Mahac plays Joao Fonseca. You called his first round, played great against someone, can't come up with it right now, but played well.
Miomir Kecmanovic.
Kecmanovic, yeah. Guy maybe most likely to gain 100 pounds post-career.
That's exactly right.
But good win for Fonseca. Can Fonseca beat Mahac? Who you got in that one?
Yes, I got Fonseca.
Ooh, okay. He played on Grandstand. Did the Brazilians come out?
Yeah, it was wild. I watched it on TV.
They came out. I the stadium wasn't full. Maybe that was a product of Monday at 1. I think that was Sunday at 1. If he played on the first day, it would have been even crazier. But the Brazilians showed up and he fed off their energy and they'll be there for his second round match as well.
Yeah. Stevie, is Ben Shelton struggling with Carreño Busta or no?
No, I think he gets through that one straight. I mean, Ben is so impressive. He's out there on Ash, doesn't even bat an eye. He just goes out there, takes care of business. Watching him in his first round, he owns the crowd and he gets them just going. And he plays so much better in these big matches. It's really impressive to see.
Yeah. How about Brooksby Caboli, Stevie? I got Brooksby in that one.
Yeah,
Caboli like won in five today. Yep.
So did Jensen.
So did Jensen. I still have Jensen.
I like Jensen in that one. As long as he's ready to go, he plays such an unorthodox, awkward style of game. He has a chance to kind of beat anyone, and it's just going to be interesting. Caboli, you never know what you're going to get out of that guy.
Yeah, let me go one more, Jack. Musetti plays Gauffin. Gauffin used to be really good. He's still kind of good. Musetti took out Pecci Pericard today, which is a good win. Is Musetti's not been playing well lately. You think he gets through old school Gauffin?
I think if he does, I think it's going to be a grind, honestly. I think Gauffin is very steady. Musetti obviously likes to play back. Obviously can hurt you at times, but I think this one's going to be tight. I think it's going to be tight. Could be a long one. I think I'm going to take Gauffin with a little upset, to be honest.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm going Musetti and straights.
Yeah, I'm going to Musetti.
Yeah, well, I retract everything I said.
Woodshed beatdown. I think it's going to be a beatdown. Musetti, is he apart from takeout Sinner and Alcaraz? I think he's the best watch in tennis. Just his game style.
Yeah, Shelton maybe just because it's electric. But
the slice and it's pretty good.
We were calling some of his match today. He hit a couple like, you know, one-handed passes like in slow motion. It was so beautiful. Like it's just he gets low and he just smacks the crap out of it. It was a thing of beauty.
All right, we got Tommy Paul and Zverev playing right now, so who knows how they're going to do. Let's move over to the women. Stevie had Madison Keys winning it. I had Mboko winning it. First round exits for both of them. I didn't know Mboko had a wrist injury. I thought she was fine. So I feel like I get a pass. Stevie
you
on the other.
No, hold on.
There was a little injury.
No, that's ridiculous.
No, it's absurd. No, it's not. If you're doing like your fantasy football draft, you would research if a guy's injured or not before you draft him.
Yeah. You don't get a pass at all. It's the most insane thing I've ever heard.
We DM her. Hey,
look on your wrist. Look on the internet or on
question.
X.
Did I get a pass for my injured player at Wimbledon in our snake draft? No. So you don't get a pass here.
Ooh.
That's different now.
No, it's not.
It's different, man.
You just keep changing the rule. Whatever, okay, man.
Anyway, Mboko was hurt, didn't win. Stevie Keys just 86 unforced errors. Rough day at the office for her, huh? 89
unforced errors along with 14 double faults. Not ideal. Struggled out there. I don't know if it was nerves. She looked like she was not feeling well at the end, kind of cramping it. It seemed a bit in her hand or in her. But overall, a tough day. I really thought she had a good chance to win this tournament. And at least I found out early that I don't have to stress over that the rest of the 2 weeks.
True. And she's won a major this year. So, like, great year.
Absolutely.
Yeah. This is so on the women's side, it's a little bit opposite. At Wimbledon, like, everyone in the top 10 lost. It felt like first round, second round here. Madison loses. But let me go, John. Like, Sabalenka wins in straights, Swiatek in straights, Pegula in straights, Andreeva, Paolini, Anisimova, Rybakina, and Navarro. They all look pretty good, I think, through round one, basically. I know Coco's playing right now. She's in a third, but up 4-2. Would you just say, like, all outside of Madison, kind of status quo on the women's side for the top seed so far?
Yeah, no, for sure. They've looked impressive. I think Iga especially, like, we looked at her draw today. Like, just to get to the quarters, it's kind of soft. Like, you can't see anyone beating Iga. I haven't studied the rest of the draw, but yeah, I see a lot of the big names kind of getting through, and hopefully a bunch of Americans can make it through to the second week.
Yeah, speaking of Americans, Venus Williams played. She's not retiring. This wasn't like her last match. She played Mukhova, the 11 seed. Jack went three sets. Venus is 45 years old, and she just lost in three sets to Mukhova. Like, she's, I don't know what you can say. This is amazing, honestly. The fact that she's 45, I know she lost, tough draw, but she's probably beating half the draw. How impressive with Venus?
There's so much respect to her, obviously, I think. But I think this is a bit surprising in the sense that she, like, stayed in there and, like, competed at that level.
Yeah.
Like, second set, she played phenomenal. Like, striking the ball, hitting winners from the baseline, like, vintage Venus. And I think against, yeah, the girl who's 11 in the world, that's very impressive at this age. Like,
she just signed up. Venus just signed up for the women's doubles.
With?
I give anyone here $100. You tell me who she signed up with. You have 5 seconds, so you can't look at it.
I have a guess.
Guess.
Haley Baptiste?
Alicia Parks.
No. Layla Fernandez.
Whoa.
She got a good partner.
Nice.
So she's playing the doubles. Jack, you think Venus will play another singles tournament this year?
Your guess is as good as mine, but...
My guess is no, if you want to play the guessing game. John, do you have something to say? I feel like you're about to say something.
No, sorry. I don't.
Just like your normal look. By the way, on the desk today...
I have a weird look going.
Isn't there on the desk? It's like 3:30. We got like some runners. I was like, you know, may I have a vanilla latte? Is there just like, what are you, diva? You like, it makes fun of you. He's like, maybe two vanilla lattes. You're like, bring me, and then you got one too.
I have to say, I saw you guys' Insta story sitting there. You guys look smooth there with the glasses and the fits. You guys
appreciate
look,
that.
Yeah,
you guys look
you.
Smooth.
Appreciate yeah. it. We're, thank you. Yeah, gotta try to dress for the job you want, not the job you have. Is that the?
So what job?
We've
you
got
want?
The job as well, so we're doing both. American women, like, so far, I mean, assuming Coco's got game point to go up 5-3 right now while we're recording, Pegula wins, Anisimova, Emma Navarro, McCartney Kessler, Iva Jovic, Ann Lee, McNally, Townsend, Baptiste, Stearns. American women are looking good. Let me go a few popcorn matches. I'm going to go around again. Naomi Osaka plays Haley Baptiste. Stevie, Osaka playing well. Does Baptiste have a shot at beating Osaka right now? Or is Osaka playing too solid?
No, I think she does definitely has a shot. But if Osaka is playing well, if she comes ready to compete like she has been most of this summer, she is a tough out. She's seeded again. She's being talked about winning these slams again. So she's won here in New York. So if she comes out ready to play like the Osaka of old, I don't think Baptiste has a chance. But Haley has played well this summer. Just hope that, like, the moment, if she does get to that point of winning, doesn't get too big for her.
Yeah. John, Paulini, one of our favorites on the pod, plays Iva Jovic, who also one of our favorites. Can Jovic pull the upset?
I think so.
Jovic? Jovic. It's a soft J, right?
Yeah, whatever you're saying, Jovic. We'll do the opposite.
Yes, exactly. good rule of thumb there, SJ. Yeah, I think she can. I what's not to like about her? I mean, Paulini's a favorite. I mean, she made the finals of Cincinnati. She's good on all surfaces. But Jovic will have the crowd on her side. She's got a lot of flair to her game as well, so it'll be a good match.
I'm going to Jack. Emma Navarro, been struggling a little bit lately, wins her first one. She plays Katie McNally, who's kind of playing well again, back in the mix. She played well against Iga at Wimbledon into the second round. Can McNally pull off the upset against Emma Navarro?
I was a little concerned at the beginning of Emma's first round, that's for sure. She got off to a very slow start, but turned it around, got it done. I think at the end of this, she's going to be too solid for Katie. I like Katie's game a lot. I think she can, like, serving volleys, comfortable to net, moving forward, slice, kind of has some variety in there, but I think at the end of that, Emma's going to be a little too solid to get the W.
I'm not just trying to be like contrarian here. I'm going to go like Osaka with the easy win. I'm going to go Paulini with the easy win. And I think McNally gets the upset over Emma Navarro. Those aren't crazy picks either, right? I mean,
Fair. Yeah.
Pretty crazy, but yeah.
That's it. That's it for round one. Look, Coco Gauff, I'm going to recap here. Coco Gauff serving for the match at 5-3. Let me flip up Tommy Paul right now. I believe is up a set and a break. We'll be back in 2 days to recap round two U.S. Open. Let's tighten up the celeb names a little bit. Don't be putting these randos on the list.
Put some respect on Paul Wesley's name.
All right, Paul Wesley, if you listen, I am sorry. Any celebrity that I named earlier, I do apologize. I apologize. But
where are John and I's name on the bracket challenge, by the way? We're not on the...
Yeah, we need a bracket challenge update. Give us a bracket challenge update.
I'm doing better than you.
Are you about to apply chapstick, Sam?
Can you tell that I'm playing with it?
Yeah, you were holding it. You were about to put it on.
We're going to update everyone on the bracket challenge after round two, because it's round one anyway. It's not even done. But that's it for round one for Something Major. We'll be back in 2 days to recap all of round two at the U.S. Open. We'll see you guys then.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as 1 day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water.